USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said Sunday that he has tested positive for COVID. In a statement Sunday, he said he was fully vaccinated with the booster shot, having been administered in October, and was feeling only mild symptoms. His last in-person meeting with President Biden was December 21st. The mostly partisan January 6th commission says they have gotcha testimony against President Trump. Democrat Representative Bernie Thompson, who chairs the panel on CNN Sunday.
Yes, we have. We have significant testimony that leads us to believe that the White House had been told to do something.
Congressman Thompson appears to be making a case for public opinion and not a court of law. Asked whether this would contribute to a possible criminal referral, the Mississippi Democrat said, quote, "We don't know," end quote. USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a health care plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 or more per month with MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. You get access to a massive network of providers and 24/7 telehealth. And MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years. And it's more than just affordable healthcare, too. You get to be part of a community of Christians who pray for each other and support each other. But here's why now is the time to make the switch. Join before January 15th, and they'll waive your new member fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. Call now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is January 15th, so you can save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The federal government has changed some of its pandemic protocols.
After the CDC revised its guidance on isolation for asymptomatic COVID-19 patients, Dr. Anthony Fauci on CNN's State of the Union indicating that federal health officials are considering an amendment.
There has been some concern about why we don't ask people at that five-day period to get tested. That is something that is now under consideration. The CDC is very well aware that there has been some pushback about that.
The CDC in its revision shortening that isolation timeline from 10 days to 5. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Starting New Year's Day, federal law now bans many types of out-of-network medical bills and puts the burden on doctors and health insurance companies to resolve their payment disputes. Consumers can now breathe a sigh of relief because in many scenarios they should no longer face unexpected charges from doctors who are not in their insurance networks. USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
As Defund the Police is exposing a major uptick in violence in cities that embrace the Democrat policy, brand new New York City Mayor Eric Adams describes what he's going to do to curb the lawlessness of some in New York City.
And so our intervention is immediately having a plainclothes anti-gun unit to do precision policing, going after gangs, taking down gang units, violence, and gangs, crews that is creating this violence.
NYPD Police Commissioner Keyshawn Sewell.
My focus and intentions are clear. Seize the guns, stop the violence, stop the shooting, and save lives.
The fire that burned some of Parliament in South Africa on Sunday may have been arson.
A large fire caused significant damage to buildings in South Africa's Parliament complex in Cape Town. A 51-year-old man had been taken into custody for questioning in connection with the fire, which destroyed the chamber of the National Assembly. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa visited the scene of the fire. He said it was devastating news just after the death of Archbishop Desmond Tutu. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Some freezing rain and snow has moved through Virginia into Washington, D.C. A storm that is expected to be the largest since 2019 should produce 4 to 6 inches of snowfall by Monday afternoon. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.